Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's mission imperative, not mission impossible. You've already seen with 2 years of Biden's life, they admit it's a transition to bring us to our knees. It is a global, corporate, hostile takeover. And Steve Bannon has been a field marshal, above all others, in the fight, heavily persecuted. I don't envy the fact that he's even a bigger target than I am, but he is right up there at the very tip of the spear. In the 5 minutes we've got left, I brought up the topic of this Trump DeSantis thing. The media is trying to drive a wedge. You were telling me off air, it's pissing you off. How important is this?
Look, it's important as you want to make it. I think that we have so much before us. 2023 is so important. There's not going to be a 2024. It's not going to unfold like you think it's going to unfold. So if people want to spend their time, you know, having these really college, BS sessions, late night BS sessions about is it Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump, they can have that. We have so much work ahead of us right now. But listen, we have the debt ceiling in front of us. We have to take the House. You have these investigations. You have, which I think these investigations will lead to impeachment. You're going to have so many financial and economic issues and matters that have to be dealt with, particularly when a guy like Mitch McConnell looks like he's going to be the leader of the Senate. We have a divided government on our side. We can spend all of our time, you know, talking about the horse race in 2024, or you can get the work done today. If you don't get the work done today, it's not going to matter.
I agree. We got to fight the battle that's in front of us right now. So what is your advice to Trump and to DeSantis? I think they should have a unity rally or something, and that'll energize everybody and just not let the media manipulate them into this.
I think that'd be great. I think the probability of that happening is less than zero. I just think because I think both, particularly I think DeSantis has moneyed interests like Ken Griffin and Paul Singer in back of him right now. It's obvious they're bragging about it. It's in the media all the time. They've also got all these consultants and advisors that are making a lot of money to make sure that he runs for president. If they could reach above that and do it, it'd be fantastic. I don't see that happening. But I think if that next tranche of the Alex Jones and the Steve Bannons and the others say, hey, look, you guys can go deal with that. We're going to deal with this, and let's deal with this.
I totally agree. Here's my advice to Trump. He did a great job trying to green light everything to help people. He got snookered another shot. He needs to come out at least partially against it. But even if he doesn't do that, I've looked at the numbers. I've talked to my listeners. They're the heart of the country. Everybody wants Trump 2024. So DeSantis is getting too big for his britches. Even though I like DeSantis on many things, I just really think that it needs to be Trump.
Look, let it play out. President Trump had the second – look, he won twice, had it stolen. He's got a plan for the third time. Governor DeSantis has been terrific. He's been a great governor. What he did the other night in Florida is really incredible in the way he's cleaned the place up and attracted. He's a bastion of this movement. Right now we have he has work to do as governor, and I know things he wants to do. President Trump has a lot of work to do. What we have to do is focus on the work ahead, and this thing will work itself out.
I totally agree. In the minute and a half we have left, one of the first things we need to do when the Republicans take the House, change the leadership, or if we can't do that, we have to citizens force the agenda to begin the impeachment of Biden.
When we take the House, but I got to tell you, in we have something to do before then. It's the lame duck. If we allow them an unlimited raising of the debt ceiling without us taking ownership of the Federal Reserve, I'm saying, hey, it should be no increase to the debt ceiling without massive cuts in spending, and that's not Social Security and Medicare. But we have to do that. We have to have massive cuts. In addition, we have to take ownership of the Fed. The 24 banks, the prime brokers, can't own the Federal Reserve. This system can't go on. If you're going to touch the debt ceiling, the trade-off has to be that the Federal Reserve, the currency of our country, goes into a public trust.
Well, like you always say, signal, not noise. That's what you get with Steve Bannon, Orem.org. Steve, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. Honored to be on here.
Wow, that was powerful. And speaking of the War Room, Owen Schroyer hosts at 3 to 6 p.m. He's about to come up with us next segment in the War Room. He is going to lay out what happened last night and then the current big four races that are still being fought around the country. And again, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, and more. It's all coming up. Pray for Herschel Walker. ladies and gentlemen. We need Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker. Imagine the country's future literally hangs in the balance with Herschel Walker. What a great guy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The deep state Democrats, backed by the WEF New World Order, had to steal last night. We predicted it. I hope for the best. I don't want to discourage people. But last night, that six-minute clip of his opening monologue is so important. We played it earlier, only part of it. After Owen leaves us, I'm going to have to play the whole thing here, maybe the whole 16, 18 minutes, but the first 6 minutes, 6 minutes, 52 seconds is the most important, where he said they got to steal it tonight. And they did. But they threw everything they had at it, and they weren't completely successful. Whereas we didn't have a giant turnout, they would have won every race. These people don't care. They're going for broke. They lie to you about the poison shots. They lie to you about inflation. They lie to you about everything. Of course they're going to steal elections. Their PCR test, 90-plus percent false positives. They knew that. Everything they do is a scam and a lie. And, yes, the zombiosis of some of the public is the reason there's still 30, 40% of people that don't know what planet they're on. But we've all got to reach out to these zombies and wake them up and explain to them why their future is being destroyed. Because if not, they're going to be used as lemmings to drive us over the edge of a cliff with them. Now, I just want to say something right now. I am so proud of this crew. I am so proud of the coverage last night. It was better than Fox News, better than CNN. And I mean, obviously, our content is truthful and insightful and multifaceted. And we're going for the truth, which is a big leg up on the enemy, obviously. But last night I was sitting here watching Owen Schroyer and the rest of the crew and our guest and Harrison Smith, and everybody. And I was just so proud because it was amazing. And Owen was already a great sports broadcaster before he got into politics and then got hired at InfoWars 7 years ago. But, man, we've got to get Owen, because I designed these studios to be able to have a war room and people in another studio and, you know, not just cover elections, but cover news in a stand-up way. And I've done it some myself. It just takes more preparation and more energy, you know, when I get out in front of the console and kind of do PowerPoints. And that's what I really want to do soon, and we've developed it, just haven't launched it yet, is at least a weekly two-hour PowerPoint where I get up and do all that. Very popular, very effective to tell the truth. So I want to encourage Owen and Harrison Smith more and more. We'll still be doing the live shows tailored for talk radio. That's key to reach millions that way. But we got to use a lot of our energy on what he did last night. It's a 100. He absolutely knocked it out of the park. And so I want Owen to take control here. The next few segments, I'm going to try to sit back and give some limited commentary. And Owen, you can start wherever you want. Last night, what happened, the evidence of fraud, the current numbers, what you project in the future, because Ollie's a really smart guy, and a month ago thought the Republicans would have it stolen. He saw such a red wave, he thought, well, we're going to close the gap here, which we see with Kerry Lake and some other areas, hopefully. But I was up there trying to be optimistic because I didn't want to be a killjoy, but you were early on saying they were running the same play from 2 years ago, and you were not just the MVP of your analysis, but the MVP when it came to being accurate and Laura Loomer, who's popping in later in the hour. She wasn't a killjoy. She's being honest. She had her election stolen. Roger Stone did an analysis. He doesn't usually say stuff stolen unless he can totally prove it. He says it was clearly stolen from her in the primary as well. So start wherever you'd like, my friend.
Well, let's just start with where we're at now. And guys, I got an echo in my ear, if you could kill that for me. We've got the race in Arizona that is going to be interesting as Kari Lake and Blake Masters are from behind looking to retake the seats there in Arizona. Guys, I'm sorry. I can't do this. I'm getting a horrible echo in my ear.
We're going to pause right here and fix it. And again, we got a great crew. Owen does a great job. This is the problem with InfoWars, though. We have enough crew to run the morning show, my show, and the next show. And there's really two crews that work on both. And so I built these studios to be able to do what we're doing right now. But then we have to split off part of this crew to go over and run the thing there. And that's why if we had more money, I'd hire five or six more people so we could do more of this. We are doing what CNN does for 1/30th. I've done the math. 1/30th of what CNN does what they do. Just in their main CNN centers. Not counting all their international stuff. So we're here with the skeleton crew doing this. We got the best players on the field. We just don't have the best equipment. So InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, so we can not just stay on air, but hopefully get more crew so we can test these things out and do this more. Because, I built this to be able to do this. And if you still got the echo, just run right to the break. I'm going to let you host, okay? Because Lord knows we'll be able to fix that. But Owen Schroyer, take over again.
It's pretty easy to fool black men.
You know, let's do that, actually. Let's go ahead and let's just go ahead and get this going here. And let's hear Tucker Carlson. I want to go to this report right here. It's very important. I was already talking about it. Democrats absolutely cannot lose this midterm election. And with that in mind, they're already preparing us for election theft, which is, if you don't want a civil war, you must passively accept. So here I am saying last night was so incredible, and then, of course, the wheels come off, but that's okay. We're going to go to this report and come back.
Not since the men of ancient Athens scratched their preferences on pottery shards has a Democratic election been freer or fair than the one we saw in this country 2 years ago. That's what you have heard a lot. Joe Biden got more votes than any president ever, 81 million at least. And every single one of those votes was entirely real. There was no cheating of any kind. Every mail-in ballot belonged to a real person who voted just once. No drop box was stuffed. Nobody coached dementia patients in nursing homes to vote the Democratic line. Even Vladimir Putin somehow decided to stay out of that election. Tech oligarch Mark Zuckerberg did get involved. He spent $400 million to control the mechanics of the election, but for the very best reasons. Mark Zuckerberg wanted to keep voters safe from the deadly coronavirus. His reward is in heaven. And above all, in case you were wondering, voting machines around this country recorded the legitimate results with flawless precision. The machines counted each vote cast for each candidate and awarded those votes accordingly. Can you see the software that would prove that happened? Well, no, you can't. As with the body cam footage from Nancy Pelosi's house, you don't have the necessary clearance to see it. But you can know that electronic voting machines are 100% safe and reliable. And that's why government officials have told you again and again that the 2020 election was, quote, the most secure in American history. Believe it. And by the way, if you don't believe it, our advice is to shut the hell up, unless you want to be sued into bankruptcy or have the FBI interrupt your breakfast. So that, in summation, is the official media-approved view of our last election. It was perfect. Don't ask questions. So given that, we were a little surprised when we pulled up Politico this morning. Politico is the publication that helps control the rest of the media on behalf of the Biden administration. We were surprised to discover that actually voting machines are not safe at all. Electronic voting machines, Politico told us, are in fact easily hacked and manipulated, which is why real countries like France have banned them and use paper ballots instead. Quote, there are real risks, Politico told us, that hackers could tunnel into voting equipment and other election infrastructure to try to undermine Tuesday's vote. According to Politico, that's entirely possible because many states, quote, use wireless modems to transmit unofficial election night results to their central offices. These modems use telecommunications networks that are vulnerable to hackers, and malicious actors could exploit them to tamper with unofficial vote data, corrupt voting machines, or compromise the computers used to tally official results.
Huh?
Rigged voting machines? Fake vote totals? Underground tunnels to subvert modems? Isn't this the release the Kraken talk? Well, it is. And as of yesterday, it would have been regarded as insane, possibly criminal. It would have been an assault on our democracy. But things have changed. 24 hours before Democrats were expected to lose in the midterm elections, Politico is letting you know that elections are fake. And not just because of rigged electronic voting machines, by the way. There's an even bigger problem. Somehow, despite the best efforts of Google and Facebook, some of Joe Biden's critics have been allowed to speak in public. And that means it's possible that their dangerous opinions may have infected the minds of some confused and mentally enfeebled voters, tricking them into not loving Joe Biden. This is known in the business as misinformation. If left untreated, it can develop into a condition called disinformation. Watch CNN explain the difference.
We know there are different kinds of falsehoods out there related to Election Day. Some of them set to go viral on that day. And this is
where... All right, folks, we'll be right back with Owen Schroyer.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from Wall of Fire. Fire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Every move they make, every breath they take, we'll be watching the New World Order. More and more people know about Klaus Schwab and the globalists. They know about the penetration of the governments, penetration of the cabinets. And we know they want to depopulate us. We know they want to kill us. In their own words. Owen Schroyer is going to lay out the next few segments. What happened last night, what's currently happening in the battles, and where this is all going. He was the guy early yesterday saying, by like 5 o'clock, they're going to steal it. It's a replay. And I said, well, that's what we thought they'd probably do, but it's hard to believe they can steal something this big. But it really is a stalemate. Looks like the Republicans will probably get a little majority in the House. Who knows with the Senate? Steve Bannon's being a little more optimistic about it all. But we're going to be here chronicling it live weekdays, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, with my show, Owen's War Room, and, of course, Harrison Smith's American Journal, the special weekend shows as well. So, Owen, please continue.
Well, and let's remember, too, that there was a special election in Georgia after 2020, and we thought there's no way they're going to steal it again after what we saw with the presidential election. And then, sure enough, that's how Warnock got in, and it was the same path. The Republicans were up all night in Georgia, and then bing, right before they blew the whistle to call it, Democrats get the perfect amount of votes. So we're kind of now living in that same space where we've got four Senate seats up right now, Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada. And we're going to see. We're going to see how aggressive the Democrats are going to be, how committed they will be to what we view as election theft. Because Ron Johnson was up all night last night in Wisconsin. He is still up right now, but they will not call that race for Ron Johnson. And I'll get into some of the specifics of that momentarily. Then you have the Georgia race. This was up and down all night long, up and down. It's hard to believe that elections can be so close, but that's what we're supposed to believe, that Warnock and Walker were basically within a couple thousand votes of each other all night long. And of course, one of the big narratives forming today is the fact that in Pennsylvania and in Georgia, the number of votes that the third party libertarian candidate got would have been enough, assuming not all, but assuming the majority would have gone to the Republican candidates, would have been enough to get Oz and Walker over the hump. So that's another narrative forming. So that's probably going to be a runoff unless the Democrats magically find, I think they'll need at least 50,000 votes for Warnock to avoid a runoff. So that's most likely going to go to a runoff. Then you have what happened in Pennsylvania. Now, this is another interesting thing we saw specifically in Nevada, Arizona, and Pennsylvania, which was kind of the reverse play of 2020. What did we see in 2020? Well, in the five states, Trump was winning all day and all night long, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. And then what happened in the wee hours of the night, or the morning, the next day, you might say, you had the what we call the vote Viagra for Biden, where it just goes straight up. And everybody's seen these graphs. We put these graphs on display at the Stop the Steal Tour. Donald Trump did a similar thing on his own channels at the time, showing the numbers from the White House, the anomalies. Well, what happened this year was right out of the gates in Arizona, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, you had the Democrats going straight up. So it was almost as if they had a handicap out of the gates with all of these votes coming in. Now, you might hear people saying, those are early votes or those are mail-in votes. Okay, well, I might buy that, except for the fact that the media has been telling us, oh, we've got the mail-in votes yet to be counted, and we won't count the early votes until days later. So what is it? Is it that the Democrats got all the early votes and they had the vote Viagra before the tabulations were even coming in? Or are the mail-in votes and the early votes not counted till afterwards? Which one is it? You can't have your cake and eat it too. But so now here's what we're dealing with in Arizona. And this one is really going to be interesting, because unlike in Pennsylvania, unlike in Georgia, and unlike in Nevada, No offense to those states, but the Republican Party will have no fight for you there. They won't. So if the Democrats, I mean, they took Pennsylvania. There's not going to be any pushback from the Republicans. We'll see what happens in Georgia, but the Democrats will probably take that. There'll be no pushback from Republicans, just like in 2020. And if they overtake Laxalt in Nevada, there'll be no pushback from Republicans. I don't think there's any fight there either. But in Arizona, it's different. I think there is a fight in Kerry Lake. I think there is a fight in Blake Masters. And even though I know they haven't given up on this race yet and haven't conceded, no matter what, I think there's going to be a battle here, because what went down in Maricopa County is absolutely outrageous. And now that the margins are so thin, with the Democrats just barely ahead and the Masters and the Lake campaign actually believing they have the votes coming in to win those races, well, let's just see if that's allowed to happen after all of the malfeasance and problems we had with Arizona. But here's what's so interesting about Maricopa County. And I don't know if you guys have the 2016 and 2020 elections ready to go, but I'd like to reference those, because here's what happened in Maricopa County in 2016. Donald Trump pulled Maricopa County, and by a pretty good number, too, actually. As you can see right here, he beat Hillary Clinton by about 50,000 votes. So a close race, but hey, that's a decent margin for Trump in Maricopa County, traditionally more red than blue, but can go either way in a big city area like Phoenix. Now, you jump ahead to 2020, and you had the exact same trend in Maricopa County all day long, which was Trump ahead, Trump ahead, Trump ahead. And then in the middle of the night, we got the vote Viagra for Biden, and Biden takes Maricopa County. If you guys zoom in here to Maricopa County, you'll see what we're dealing with. It should be somewhere. Well, I don't know. You guys have these down to smaller districts. But the point is that in Maricopa County, it went blue for Biden after the vote Viagra comes in the middle of the night. Well, now Republicans never lead in Maricopa County, because the Democrats get their little handicap, or early votes, or mail-in votes, or who knows, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. They are not consistent with that messaging. And so, boom, right out of the gates, you had the Democrats in Arizona just skyrocketing to a lead. It's just straight up. And now Lake and Masters have been slowly but surely chipping away, chipping away, chipping away. So those are the four races that are currently still up. And Lake and Masters, I think, both still believe that they can win. Now, what's interesting is you had Meghan McCain in, I think, a since-deleted tweet basically say that's what Masters and Lake get for messing with the McCain family, with some curse words included in, I think, what has been a since-deleted tweet. So is this the ghost of John McCain now working for the Democrat Party in Arizona to keep Lake and Masters out? And I'll just say this before we go to break here, Alex. I think that there's a theme here. And it's the McCain wing leftovers of the Republican Party, the Bush McCain wing leftovers of the Republican Party, that people like Kevin McCarthy want to suck up to, and people like Mitch McConnell have been in bed with, that we're never going to fight for these midterm elections. And I, in fact, think that they wanted Republicans to struggle or even lose seats so that they could blame Donald Trump and hopefully then put Donald Trump politically out to pasture. And so that's why I don't expect to see any fight ever anytime soon from the Republicans, maybe in 2024, but I don't think so. But that's going to be the things to watch now, Alex. What's going to happen in the final numbers when we come down to these four states? What is the Republican response going to be? How they could possibly fail with everything favoring them in these midterms? And then the debate that you and Steve Bannon had earlier is going to be, obviously, Trump, DeSantis. Who is the leader of the Republican Party moving forward? And there's a fair argument on both sides, I think, right now. And we'll be back with more here on The Alex Jones Show.
I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing it right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then, we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Owen Schroyer and I are going to be co-hosting right into the next hour, and then Kate Daly will take over some of the hour, but she understands sometimes we preempt, she's amazing. She'll have a lot to say as well. And then Owen's back 3 p.m. Central in an hour and a half with the War Room, InfoWars.com/show. But let me just say this right now, because I stay focused on the news and information, but if there's not support for the platform, none of that happens. And so we're in a fight for America's life and the world's life, and a fight for our children, literally, against these satanic forces. So I want that to sink in for people and really just understand that history's happening now. You can't wait till later. You've got to be vocal. You've got to pray. You've got to be involved. You've got to be engaged. And you've got to fund this operation. And I guess God loves to keep me hungry, but, man, he keeps me right in the red, right in the black. We are right there in the edge of the black. I want to expand, not just stay on air. And I don't want to contract and implode. So please, get great products you already need at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't battle the crowds. Don't burn all that gas. Don't run around trying to buy a bunch of stupid Chinese-made communist products that break before you get them out of the box. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get products that empower your immune system and your stamina and your focus and your clarity. These are all top of the line, very best there are. Biggest sale of the year runs in November, and it'll run similar sales through December, but a lot of the products are going to be sold out. So Black Friday comes early, biggest sale yet. It'll be the biggest sale of the year. It is the biggest sale of the year. Up to 60% off with promo code 1776 at checkout. Double Patriot points. You need the vitamin C and zinc. 1100% organic vitamin C with high-quality zinc. And rose hips, that's what Linus Pauling, the Nobel Prize winner, recommended for just supercharging everything. It's the classic Linus Pauling prescription. You've got the InfoWars Life vitamin D3, highest quality D3 with the calcium for better upload. That is the gold standard for your immune system. An organic multivitamin that is so amazing, back in stock. X3, all of it. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, oh man, makes your telomeres last longer. Cleans out your cells. Everybody going into this winter needs to fortify their immune systems. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get great products, and know you are changing history. Don't wait. Take the action now. Fight back. Protect yourself. Be healthier and fund the InfoWar. And we're almost out of the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coins, the final coin for a long time. It's the fourth coin. We're giving everybody founding member status that gets it as well. A lot of special deals and stuff that come with that. It's 1776coin.com or patriotcollectibles.com. Use promo code 1776 and get, 25% off on the coin and more. 1776coin.com, 1776coin.com, promo code 1776. On checkout as well. All right, Owen Schroyer, continue with your excellent analysis.
All right, so we're obviously going to be watching the four states where the Senate seat is still up. And, I mean, you could say that there's actually hope here for Republicans. They should win Wisconsin. Looks like they're going to win Nevada, so that's going to at least be 50 states. I mean, there'd have to be blatant, obvious shenanigans for Johnson and Laxalt to not end up as the victors in those two races. But then you're dealing with Arizona, and you're dealing with Georgia, where we obviously are having problems. And I think there's one main question that we're going to have to ask ourselves after last night in Georgia and going into the runoff, and that's how is it that Brian Kemp did so well in the governor's race and yet Herschel Walker did not? How is it that Kemp easily carried a simple majority and Herschel Walker did not? That is a serious question that I'm really not sure the answer to that. Are you trying to tell me that Kemp, who stabbed Trump in the back, that most Republican voters in Georgia, held their nose to vote for while they were enthused to vote for Herschel Walker? Where are the Herschel Walker votes going that didn't go for him but went for Kemp? The difference wasn't even there in the Libertarian vote. So there's some numbers there that don't add up.
Does anybody believe a racist communist is beating Herschel Walker, a badass, well-spoken, beautiful American? It's a load of crap.
Who just so happens to be a Georgia legend with what he did playing football for the University of Georgia Bulldogs as a running back for so long before joining the NFL. So that's going to be questions that need to be answered. But again, the Republicans, I don't think, really care. They don't mind losing this midterm. They really don't. They'd love to blame it on Trump and then say, see, we need to politically put them out to pasture.
And you call them Republicans, you mean the globalists that pose as Republicans?
Sure, the rhinos, you might call them. Conservative Inc., the establishment conservatives, establishment Republicans. We all know the taste, we all know the flavor. It's Mitch McConnell, it's Kevin McCarthy, and quite frankly, sadly at this point, I think it's Ronna McDaniel as well. All three of them need the ouster. We need to give all three of them the Mick ouster because they're not doing anything for the Republicans
right now.
Even Jim
Jordan's starting to suck on the neocon weenie.
Well, you just have to wonder, how is it that you have exit polls that are showing no support for Democrats? How is it that you have polls showing 60% of voters now, not just Republicans, 60% of voters think Biden's victory was illegitimate. 70% of Americans polled say the country is going the wrong direction. You always have a balance out in the midterms. It's traditional in American politics. How did the Republicans basically swing and hit like a soft ground ball with that sitting on the tee for them? And so, you know, this is a Republican leadership problem in my eyes. And sadly, the civil war between Trump and DeSantis, it looks like it's building. I don't think it's going to do us any favors. The commitment to destroy Trump and get Trump out of the Republican Party, I think, is a bigger commitment by the leadership in the Republican Party than it is winning elections.
And I like Trump, but his refusal to not disavow the vaccine is a real turd in the punch bowl.
Well, and we can let's not get into that debate now, and let's now think about what's going on in Arizona. Let's assume that the Democrats are not going to pull a major shyst in Wisconsin and in Nevada, where they should probably declare those two Republicans the winners, Johnson and Laxalt, but we'll wait and find out. So, okay, now you're looking at Arizona as actually in play for control of the Senate. And what happens in Georgia will happen. But if we reach a situation where Arizona is in play for control of the Senate, meaning Republicans can get 51, I don't see the Democrats giving it up, Alex. I really don't. I don't see any fight from Republicans in Georgia. Who knows if Republicans will even go out and vote in a runoff, quite frankly, you could say Kemp pulling Walker's numbers up, considering he was more popular in this election than Walker, if you believe that. That's what the numbers say. So I don't think there's going to be any Republican fight there. So now you're looking at Arizona and you're saying, okay, Arizona looks like it's going to be the battle to control the Senate. We know all the shenanigans that happened in Maricopa County. Blake Masters and Kerry Lake are not going to go walk away from this without crying foul, no matter what the results are. Whether they win or lose, I think they're going to cry foul, specifically what happened in Maricopa County. And, you know, Alex, here's the problem. Here's the problem that it's a sad thing to admit and accept. And it's even harder now knowing that the Democrat Party will label you as a terrorist and try to destroy your life if you say this. But if Republicans want to get smart, you're going to have to start asking some of these tough questions. And you're going to have to start asking about voter fraud. And you're going to have to start asking about election fraud. And you're going to have to start being serious about it. Not one-liners on TV, not tweets, not little ballot issues that you want to talk about. No. You've got to really start taking it seriously and asking serious questions. And really, they should have started with the 2020 election, but they all wussed out on that. That would have been the one to do it. So now you've got one sitting out there in Maricopa County that should be highly scrutinized, highly questioned, highly contended, no matter who wins it. And we as a country, with the leadership of the Republican Party, they need to own this issue now, need to say, look, nobody trusts our elections at this point. That's been proven. Democrats don't trust them. Republicans don't trust them. None of these numbers make sense. Do the voting machines even work? Half the time now they don't. So we need serious election reform. And it's not that difficult. It's not that difficult. I mean, heck,
and the national polls, almost 80% that there's election fraud going on. Bipartisan. We'll be right back with Owen Schroyer, Laura Loomer, who predicted yesterday early this would be a fraud. She's popping in as well. We'll continue into the...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now listen up. There's a corporate world government coming in to eat our lunch. It's announced there's too many of us, and they're going to kill us. But I know this. Once humanity gets off the bench and realizes there's a war for their very existence, I'm going to bet on you. Oh, and we got Laura Loomer here with us. We're going to ride shotgun into the next hour. You got more analysis on the races and what you're predicting is coming up. You've been dead on, and so is Laura. We're going to go to Laura Loomer here in just a moment. But first, spend a few minutes with continued analysis on other states. What about Nevada? What other areas are you looking at, Owen Schroyer?
Well, look, there's a trend with American elections that I don't know what the solution is, and what the politicians try to do is gerrymander to favor themselves. But the problem is New York might be the best example. I forget the numbers, but it was like 40 counties for Lee Zeldin and 10 for Kathy Hochul, and she becomes the governor. And so this phenomenon, whether legitimate or illegitimate, with votes in the inner cities, all run by Democrats, overwhelming the entire state's population, something has to be done about this. And the founding fathers wrote it into our election system, the kind of nullification of that with the Electoral College and the way that breaks down. So a gigantic state with a huge population, basically the popular vote, can't just overwhelm the rest of the country. Now, this drives Democrats insane. That's why they talk about getting rid of the Electoral College, because they see the success they have at the state level without that obstacle,
And they would like that to apply to the presidential elections as well. That's why Republicans are going to probably take the House, it looks like, with a small margin. But you'll see that Republicans were much more successful in House races this year than with the Senate. And let me just kind of draw back again from all of this, Alex, and let's not get lost in the sauce of what happened last night and what may happen in the coming days. We knew things in this country were going to get worse before they got better. We know how corrupt our politicians are. In fact, we might be very well living in the most corrupt times in American history. We probably are. So all of this was always going to be inevitable. It sucks to swallow this pill in the real time while it's happening, but really we all, I think, anticipated this deep down. And all that's going to happen now, Alex, is you've had so much invested over the years in America and American politics, more than most people, specifically in media, with your skin in the game. So you've been thrashing about, upset about what's happening in this country because you've got skin in the game and you see where it's going. Well, now others, the same phenomenon is starting to happen, you may notice, Alex, whether it's Steve Bannon, who's been in the fight for a while, or it's new people throwing some skin in the game like Elon Musk and Joe Rogan and Tulsi Gabbard. Well, now they feel like they maybe have been cheated. Maybe they feel that they're not getting a fair shake. And so there's going to be a new mass awakening. There's going to be a new mass energy after this. And so whatever the results are, those two things are not changing. We're still in the most corrupt time in American history, but the energy is going in our favor when it comes to the people.
No, I totally agree with you. As long as we don't give up, we will win. Evil always fails in the end. Let's bring in Laura Loomer. She wasn't being a killjoy. She ran. The Republicans didn't back her. She almost won the primary. Look what happened to the person that stole the election from her. Roger Stone doesn't just say elections are stolen. Even when there's a lot of proof, he won't say it. He said, no, Laura was robbed. And, Laura, you were on when it looked like Republicans were going to red wave everything and the fraud wouldn't stop them. You said they will steal it. The Republicans probably won't even get the House. You were very pessimistic last night. You've been proven right. How did you know this was coming, Laura Loomer?
Well, anybody who's intellectually honest about the broken state of our corrupt and feckless Republican Party knew that there was not going to be a red wave. So a lot of people say that I'm a pessimist and that, you know, I'm bitter and that I'm just upset because my election was stolen. But the reality is that how did anybody actually think that we were truly going to have a quote unquote red wave when the Republican Party completely failed to address voter fraud in the aftermath of the stolen 2020 election? To this day, Ronna Romney and Kevin McCarthy, GOP leadership, have refused to issue an official statement admitting that the 2020 election was stolen. You have no lawsuits filed by the Republican Party, RNC, against any of the machine manufacturers for machine ballot fraud or mail-in ballot fraud. Look what's happening in Arizona. This is just an example. I want to show people how incompetent the Republican Party is. Because right now what you're seeing, Alex, is unfortunately, a lot of Republicans now are starting to get on this establishment rhino, never Trump, anti-Trump hysteria as a result of what happened last night. And you have the establishment blaming Donald Trump for last night's results and saying that Ron DeSantis is somehow going to be the new savior for the Republican Party. Well, I just want to remind people that for the last 2 years, Donald Trump has not been in office. Okay, we have a dementia patient sitting in the White House, and the Republican Party has failed to learn, right, from the stolen election of 2020. And so if anybody needs to take responsibility for the disaster that happened last night, it's Ronna Romney and Kevin McCarthy.
And I would expand on that. They go, well, we don't have the votes to get an impeachment. It doesn't matter. They could have put him on the hot seat for the laptop and the corruption and the Russian money and all of it, but they didn't do it. They didn't want the political victory because they're the Republican establishment that is part of the uniparty that behaves and acts like they're opposition, but they're not. They're part of the establishment, and they are really on the hot seat now. All the numbers are showing, Laura.
Yeah, and I also just want to bring people back down to reality. You know, you see the establishment talking about this so-called historic victory by Ron DeSantis last night in Florida. It's really honestly not that historic. Ron DeSantis would be nothing if it wasn't for Donald Trump. So before people start taking out the daggers and trying to replace Donald Trump and bring DeSantis on board for 2024, let's take a look at the numbers. Okay, I actually have calculated the numbers for all of the Trump haters. In 2016, okay, Donald Trump got 4,617,886 votes in Florida. In 2020, Donald Trump got 5,668,731 votes in Florida, which means that from 2016 to 2020, Donald Trump got over a million more voters to turn out for him in the state of Florida. In 2022, just now, Ron DeSantis had 4,598,154 votes. So where's this delusion coming from that Ron DeSantis is more popular than Donald Trump? Donald Trump got over a million more
votes.
Listen,
we know Trump is the guy. I only went after Trump using DeSantis to get him to come out against vaccines, hoping Trump would then use his ego to do that. He didn't do it yet. But no, I was moving my needle towards DeSantis, but now with Jeb Bush and others endorsing him and him meeting with all these globalists, I'm getting a little concerned.
And I'm telling you right now, Alex, we can. We just have to force Donald Trump to stop, you know, pushing the vaccine and finally admit that the vaccine is killing people, that the vaccine and Operation Warp Speed was not as good as he thought it was going to be, and that he can absolutely decimate Ron DeSantis if he has the nerve to run against him in 2024. And I say this as a very popular America First Republican candidate here in the state of Florida. I voted for Ron DeSantis in 2018. I volunteered to help him get elected. I participated in the recount. Rush Limbaugh credited my investigative work with actually saving Ron DeSantis' election in 2018. And I voted for Ron DeSantis yesterday. But the reality is that I don't want Ron DeSantis as my president. I want Donald Trump. And the reality is Donald Trump created Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis needs to check his ego, okay? And he needs to understand that he would be nothing without Donald Trump. And, you know, I think that he would be wise to listen to Donald Trump and get rid of this delusion that he has in his mind that's being fueled by billionaire donors like...
Well, sure. I don't want a split, but the split is there. And Owen, earlier we were covering races, but Owen, what is your take on this? We can't ignore this is going on. Where do you see this going?
I think that this is the intellectual dilemma that we have to be honest about right now. Donald Trump, does he deserve a revenge/redemption tour? If you believe that he had the election stolen from him in 2020, does he rightfully deserve that second term that was stolen from him? And so, okay, let's assume you say yes to this. Well, here's the other question you have to ask yourself. Is Ron DeSantis not currently the better candidate? I think the answer to that is also yes. And so this is the intellectual dilemma that we're facing right now is DeSantis might be the better candidate, but Trump still might be the one in line. It might be his rightful place to be in line to run for president again. And I'd hate to see a fracture of the Republican Party leading into this. However, if that does happen, I don't think it's necessarily as bad as people might make it out to be. Iron sharpens iron. Trump went through a miserable primary process in 2016, too. So it's gotten ugly before. But I think that this is the intellectual question that we have to ask ourselves moving forward. And let's not get ahead of ourselves yet, though. Let's wait to see what happens if and when Trump announces and then see if DeSantis is going to say, okay, Trump, you have your go at this. I'll come in after you. That's my proper place.
All right, Owen Schroyer, stay there. Hour number four coming up. Laura Loomer, final comments from you straight ahead. But Laura Loomer has been on target over and over again about the censorship, the races, everything. And she is way under-supported in the liberty movement. She should be absolutely back. Someday we will force her into Congress. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.